turn mine down.
Oh.
Set the pleasure.
Oh shit, that's Studio G. Oh fuck, live session, masterclass, gotta go.
You are now listening to The Bill Bros.
Welcome back to Build Bros. Tonight, I have Lewis.
What's up?
Alex.
Yo.
Lang.
I have arrived.
And me, Steve. No Logie tonight. He's moving, so he's, we miss you, Logan. We'll see you next week, hopefully. So he's got some desks and whatnot coming, so he had to take the week off. So I guess I gave it to him. Unpaid, of course.
I'll play sub, but I have to end every sentence with RG Epion. That's the whole episode.
How are you guys doing, Lewis? Start us off, man. How was your week?
A week was good, you know, a three-day work week, you know. Then off the turkey day, doing smoking turkey and playing some God of War.
Oh, you've been playing God of War? 40
hours in, baby, and still going, baby. Still going. Yo, let me tell you some father son game.
Boy,
the times I fucking cried in that game. Oh my god. Really? Oh my god.
Nice.
Well, you're pretty sensitive. And, you got that big heart in there.
I'm telling you, like, it's because they do some homages from the 2018 one. Like it's just perfect. It's just perfect. And especially, first time freaking history, God of War, 5.1 million copies in 2 weeks.
God damn.
The fastest fucking selling first party PlayStation game. Booyah, broke records. Boy.
That's nuts.
Yeah, that's a lot of sales right there, buddy. It must be a pretty good game then.
I mean, fucking fantastic. I can't wait for the PC version. Can't wait for the PC version. Because if this shit looks beautiful on a PS5, imagine a PC. Oh my god.
Yep. Alex, how was your week?
I gotta go get some master classes done.
Oh, Jesus. Alex, how was your week?
Than some other people's. It was alright. Can't complain. Worked.
Yeah, how was Black Friday working that? Was it? Was, you mentioned in the chat it was a little rough, right?
I mean, people want their fucking RC cars, man. Dude, I actually found out how much we made in that day, which is fucking insane. Was it like 18.5?
Jeez, $18,500? On RC fucking cars.
Mostly RC cars.
I was going to say, what was the biggest receipt? What was the biggest, like, one sale?
I did one for 12.
God. 12, honey?
100, yeah.
Hobby shop like that?
Wow. Did you make friends with that guy? I mean, you should be friends with that guy.
You should stole that.
The people that come there are all regular. They're there.
You should stole that. They're social security. We'll be like, we need your social security number just for security reasons and records.
Just fucking insane.
Yeah, dude, I don't know if I could go into a hobby shop and spend $1,200. I mean, I know I could if I had it, but if, you know, I don't know if I could do it on an RC car. That's crazy.
Well, it comes quick, honestly.
Yeah. I know they're more expensive than our hobby, so. Luckily, thank God. Lang, how was your week, buddy?
It was busy. We have a short staff and a lot of literal crap to put up with my day job with animals, but we got it done. Hoping to get out of there in the next year and don't tell anybody I work with because we're starting our own business, but it's been busy, busy, busy. I was telling Lewis, today was like the first day in ages I took a nap. That was magical.
Love it, right?
Right? On the- oh, one good thing lately has been playing with Copley and Mechamami. Don't tell Mechamami I'm really grateful for her. We play Overwatch. It boosts my self-esteem after a long day because then she'll invite me to her group, and I think she's a little lower level than I do, and I get kill ratios of like 32 and 2. It really boosts my spirits.
Which is nice. It's nice. Yeah. Dude, it's funny you said that because it seems like in Overwatch, I don't play any games anymore that are like a good set balanced game. It always seems to be steamrolling or getting steamrolled in this newer version of Overwatch, yep. Dude. It's like, dude, there's some matches I can't even get out of the fucking spawn, and I'm not saying I'm a god at Overwatch, but I'm
dude, you play Hanzo, that's why. I'm kidding.
no,
shots fired.
You play on Switch, my dude.
Yeah, but I play with a controller too, though. But it's crossplay, so. But
yeah, even on PC, we're getting paired with like PC players because you're running with people on PC.
Yeah, but that's, I play PC too, though.
I know.
But yeah, dude, it's just strange to me because it's like, it's like you're either crushing or getting crushed.
So you guys boost my spirits. So what was happening while you were boosting my spirits, Copley? How was your week?
Ah, dude, it was great. I actually had a fucking amazing week, dude. I worked. I still got all my overtime in 3 days. So I was able to go into the weekend not having to even worry about it. I'm like, I did my work for the week. I had a great weekend. I was supposed to go in tonight, but I said, fuck it. I'm not going in tonight. I'm going to play video games one more night. Because nice. My union power. Yeah, dude, it was pretty good, man. I got to just play a bunch of video games and hang out with the kids and eat great. So it was a great week. Got some, got some new paints and shit like that. Alex has been holding for me. Thank you, Alex.
Out to the homie for bringing me some leftovers.
Stepped over at Alex's after, picked up the paint, brought some leftovers, brought the goodie bag. You know how it is. Nice. But since the last time we got together, we Lewis is wearing the shirt. Got to bring it up, man. Power Rangers, bro. Poor Tommy. Rest in peace.
Jason David Frank.
Yeah, dude.
Legend. Yeah, it was. If you don't mind me sharing, I shared it on my Instagram. I lived in Utah for a number of years when they started getting into the convention scene, and they went so big, they went from like non-existent to now they beat Baltimore in size. So it goes San Diego, New York, Salt Lake, and then Baltimore in size. And every year from the very first year it was going, JDF was there. I remember the first year he was just getting up on his table. Awesome with the crowd, and I was always nervous because I hadn't been to conventions. So after a year or two, I went and I bought, back when Toys R Us was around, and hopefully people will jump onto the YouTube for this one. I'll show this off. Bam. The Saba Saber on clearance. So it was a legacy. And I bought it with pretty much the whole intent. I'm like, I'm going to go back to the convention. I'm going to have them sign it. I went back. I was standing in line. And I didn't know standing in line for signatures would be like such a camaraderie. Just like, hey, what are you getting signed? Hey, what are you getting signed? And I saw some really cool items they were getting all signed. And I bring mine up and he's right there, very cordial. And I paid my money to get the signature. And then I go to him. He starts signing it. And he said, what do you want me to put on it? And I said, don't eBay this. And so he writes on there to Lang, don't eBay this. You're the best. Jason David Frank. And then he asked, did you pay for a selfie? And I said, nah, I'm good. Thank you, though. And he just reaches over the table and grabs my arm. He says, well, let's do this. And just pulls me in for a freebie. He was very considerate, very cool. Yeah, and I glowed for about a week after that. My social media is just buried in wonderful memories of him. It's awesome and sad,
right?
But yeah. Awesome. The impression he made.
He definitely touched a lot of people's lives.
He loved his fans.
Yeah. You can tell, dude, like watching the videos of him at conventions with fans and obviously Lang even meeting him.
Yeah.
It's like, It's crazy, dude. Like, he just got in with his fans, would take pictures with them like crazy. A lot of videos. He even, I guess he even had like something going with his daughter. Like, his daughter is like super involved with people too. Because his daughter, I guess, does promoting and stuff like that too. And she had made a video talking about their business and everything that they had. It's pretty sad.
Jenna Frank, yeah.
Didn't he run a dojo?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
didn't he have his own dojo?
Yeah. He made his own martial arts form, if I'm not mistaken, actually.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he combined a lot of forms and made it his own.
That I did not know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so definitely wanted to just touch on that, you know. Lost a childhood hero there.
Yeah. Very too soon.
Self-awareness, baby.
In the morning at work. I was like, fuck.
No. Mental health.
Yep.
Everybody goes through it. You don't know how bad a hey, how are you doing, and everything's gonna be okay, and a hug could impact somebody. Like, if you see some like, I've been seeing like videos on Instagram, and these this guy's like, I have anxiety, I'm breaking down, and I don't know what to do, I'll probably kill myself. Everybody just walks by him, nothing. And then he flips a sign that said free money, and it has free money. And you see him, people just coming up. I'm like, this world needs a reset button. Needs a reset button. And it just, when Alex posted that on the group, I was like, get out of here.
Yeah, no, I thought it was fake.
I was like, this can't be real. And then I first thing in Google, Jason David Frank died. I'm like, get out of here. And I was going to Costco with the old lady, and it hit me. And I'm like, no fucking way. I'm like, okay, I lost freaking the lead singer of freaking Linkin Park, got me through freaking high school, all his albums, and now I lose the dude that got me through my childhood. Are you serious? And then and freaking Robert Williams, come on, it's not fair. It's not fair. Then we got these fuckers that don't die, the ones that need to die.
Lewis goes from heartfelt message to, now we got these motherfuckers that
pure die. Honesty,
scorch earth,
torch the earth, yes. We need a colony drop. I didn't say it,
yeah,
but I said it. But, you know, on a brighter side, let's move into restocks, boys. Well, actually, before we go into restocks, shout out to our sponsors on there, Usagi Boots. Got a dope-ass Dragon Ball tee and Ghost in the Shell tee dropping next week. Definitely check it out. It's on Instagram. Shipping takes a little bit, but that's because he's from the UK. But it's awesome merch, and it's good quality. I buy his merch myself, so I wouldn't tell you to buy something I wouldn't. You know what
pre-orders
I mean?
Too.
Yeah. It's all pre-orders and exclusive, so it's not getting a reprint. He does sometimes have leftovers, though, so you can hop on those. And then shout out to Leaping Panda Hobbies. Thank you, guys. You guys are awesome. It was fun meeting you guys. So I'm going to shout them out for my restocks, as usual. Now, I know these are already gone, because these were posted 6 days ago, and they were gone, like, immediately. But the Psycho Zaku Verica, they had that restocked on there.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
I went in there and I was like, yes. And I just put Psycho over gone. I was like, fuck.
Yep. Also, another cool little suit, the Nemo from Zeta. They had the master grade of that restocked. Oh. I don't see that a whole lot. So I was like, hell yeah, I'm going to have to shout that out. And they had the Hainu real grade, man. I know that was stocked everywhere for a while, but I haven't really been seeing it. So if they still got it, definitely check it out and pick it up. Lewis, who you got?
I got Gundam Place, baby. They got some good new arrivals. And they got the... Jesus, I'm going to butcher this name. But the Mazin Geyser? Mazin Kaiser?
I know what you're talking about.
It's the metal build, and that's 380 smackaroos. I mean, for a metal build, You can buy a lot of kits and paint them. Same. But hey, it's pretty good. You know, it's pretty cool. They got the high new metal build too. That's another
big pretty,
ticket price item. It is pretty.
It's pretty as fuck.
But $360, not pretty enough. And they got the God Gundam. They got the new Shenlong Hagre.
Are you gonna pick that
stickers.
Up?
Do you understand high grades are not for me?
I get that, but I mean it's, you know, it's part of Wing.
The master grades are up there for the Operation Dark Meteor. Let's
Lewis, they gotta know your interest, bud. The more you buy, the closer you get to that PG Wing. Come on, man.
Hey, you mean PG Unleashed? With the floppy wings and everything, yes.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Like the Oscar Mayer wings. It's like Oscar Mayer wings.
Shut up, bitch.
Could you imagine a wing with just hot dog wings? That'd be fucking awesome.
Nope. That is possible, Glizzy though. Gundam. I can do that. But
Glizzy Custom.
That's the restocks. I mean, it's just, I think it's coming to a slow end of the year on restocking because we're getting hit with the MGEX and at the beginning of the year is going to be nice. The first quarter is going to be all that new MGSD and Verka, the new Verka.
Yeah, I'm yeah. Definitely one of those, dude. I've been jamming out Zeta recently, but we'll get into that later. Yeah.
People's meat Bandai's coming in too now.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
I just
got all three of you.
Sorry. I'll get into that. We got to let restocks go and then we'll get into that stuff.
No, real quick, like, tell me if I'm wrong. Is it just that, like, the beginning of 2022 was just like near impossible to find what you wanted? But now at the end of the year, we are just
overloaded.
Overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Hey, Bandai goes like, hey, so we just stuff it up your mouth. I'm like, I don't got no money.
The water street's dry. I ain't got no money.
Water sheet is super dry, dog. And it's cold, too. No, I mean, telling dudes that I will to warm them up is not working anymore. And my butthole can't stretch out anymore.
Alex. Save us. Alex, you're my safe guy. Every time I gotta pull it back from Lewis, Alex, you're my guy. Let's go.
I have Mecha Warehouse and all they have is tools.
That's really what they got restocked right now?
And then RG Zeon.
Oh dude, I want that kit so bad though, the real grade Zeon. Dude, that thing looks nice.
I'm gonna work on that, and that has a lot of details. A lot of details you can put in.
How much does that run for?
$69.99. $62.99. Okay.
Ooh,
close to 70. Yeah. It looks beautiful.
I mean, if you can find one with the effects, that's even better.
Yeah, dude, I'm a sucker for effects on a kit, though. Honestly, like that's some of my favorite things on a kit is whenever you get like the Destiny and his wings come out and they're all like colorful and shit.
Oh,
like
the wing effects,
dude, in the Phantom, like even though I haven't built it yet, I am so fucking excited to build that Phantom for his like wing effects on his shit too, dude. And like all that pink, just transparent parts that are just, they look fucking great, man. I love that shit. Ling, what do you got? Are you got anybody?
I got somebody. I'll go with Gundam Shoppers Network. They have quite a bit going. He's been getting a lot of restocks as of late. MG Full Armor Gundam Verka Thunderbolt version. They have a MG Haiku Shiki version 2. Real grade. They have that RG Gaio Gaigar and the God Gundam still in, which is nice. And they do have a Zeon in there. They have some weird ones. I've been seeing a few stores get in the Gaza Sea. He has one that I don't think I've ever seen. It's a Methus HG and a Witch of Mercury Bigwoo. It's from the prologue. Yeah.
They have that in stock?
Yeah.
Really?
So go to Gundam Choppers Network, use Skyfire 10 for 10% off. Yeah, hop on there. He'll be doing, I think he's doing another special sale in December. It's not going right now. He's got plenty on his plate. Also joined the Discord. I just won a lottery sale for SD Barbatos All Forms. So jump on their Discord and the Spawn Camp.
Hey.
Both.
Hey.
Talk about that in a bit. Shout out to SD December too. I don't know who was all participating in that. And here I am for sure. So I'm really excited for that. Shout out to Mean Mug Gunpla. That's the homie. I love you, bro.
You got way too much free time. It's like all that excitement is like processing, and then tomorrow you're gonna go back to work. I mean, and you're like,
oh my gosh, I just figured out what I'm gonna do for SD December. Perfect. It's gonna be a Green Ranger theme. Let's go. I got this.
Are you gonna use the Barbatos?
No, I'm gonna use. Oh crap! It's that Avalanche add-on with the Valkyr whatever from Divers.
Okay.
That SD.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know.
That'll be fun.
There's a freaking SD that has a high grade with it too.
Really? With it or converts to it?
Yeah, it converts to a high grade. Yeah.
Oh no, there's the Winning and the Siromaru. Those two do.
Yeah, I don't know which one it is, but I think it was maybe Mean Mug that got it, and he was like, "Yeah, this thing fucking turns into high grade or some shit like that."
They're sweet. I want to do a Sub-Zero and a Scorpion out of those two. Ooh. But yeah, they do.
That'd be really cool. Yeah, speaking of that, dude, you're busting out those drawings like crazy for the events, man. I don't know how you keep up with that.
Do you want to take a minute and talk about that?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. So, what was it, a month ago I announced I'm going to do the FAMPA freebies. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I'm on week 5, and to those that have won my free kits, I've done 4 Gundam Build Divers Re-Rise Core Gundam sets. The 5th one I have behind me, I'll be doing that drawing this week. After that one, I think we're going to take a break for a couple of weeks and changing up, just because I'm behind on finishing the Core 2s. So we need to wait to finish those. I'll do some other ones, but the funnest thing is seeing the ideas on my stories. I'll be posting a mobile suit of some kind and say, okay, how do you guys want this to be drawn? And the ideas that have freaking poured in, this last one I did this weekend, I did not keep up. I think Copley, you sent one in, and that was the last one I did.
Yeah, the Eco Plug.
Yep. And there was some that stand out that I'm just like, oh my gosh, how did you guys even think of this? That is so much fun. There's Pokemon crossovers, Transformer crossovers, a lot of NFL crossovers. There was Phillies as one of the themes. There was one that I actually kind of want to do one of two. The now I gotta remember what it's called. Raise 210, that big giant beefy ogre one from Build Divers. The two that really stood out. There was one that said, making them into a tiki, like make them Hawaiian, make the two giant blasters like pineapples. I'm like, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's so much fun.
But the other one that I did draw on that one that I'm speaking of for Lewis is God of War, doing a Kratos out of him, because his swords fit perfectly for it. There's so many ideas that it's just like, well, I threw this out there. I got more than a response that I could ever have imagined. And I'm just going to keep doing it because it's fun, even though I don't have enough time for it.
I know. I keep trying to win a freaking kit and it's not working. I'm getting pissed now. I wanted that Proto Man, dude. I was like, yes.
Yeah, that one was cool because I put that on display at a local KomoriCon in Portland. And the winner saw it, and I feel terrible because I talked to hundreds of people there. And I feel I'll say that till the end of this. I feel bad I didn't remember, and then he jumped in and he won it. I was like, hey, great, good for you. Where are you from? Oh, I'm just here in the state. Oh my gosh. But yeah, it was difficult being there because for some reason the anime conventions, it's a lot of lower baritone voiced people dressed up as maids. And there was a mask requirement, so I couldn't tell. So I'm talking to him. I felt bad because it's just like they respond to me, hey, do you get into Gundams? Yeah, I do.
Oh, whoa. I, hey,
your pronoun's your pronoun, but I'm just still, I'm terrible for assuming because you're in a maid outfit. I didn't see how hairy your legs were.
I want to see Lewis in a Xena cosplay.
Oh my God.
Well, like Princess Warrior?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm for can it, you dude.
Do the battle cry, Lewis. Do the, what was the battle cry?
I want to slap a Lewis animated as Xena. And I just say Dark Zero Builder. And I'm putting that right on my fucking desk.
And oh, Lewis can, or Logan can be his sidekick since he's not here.
Yeah, there we go. We could get what was her fucking sidekick's name?
It was a Gay Gabrielle.
It was a G something. I want to say Gabrielle.
I can't remember.
Gabriella. I'm trying to Lang. I'm doing a tribute to Tommy. Jason David Frank, and I'm trying to find.
You're right. It's Gabrielle. Sorry.
It's Gabrielle.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Alex. What a fucking gem. While Lewis is looking this up, did you guys pick up anything recently from this big ass fucking P Bandai drop? We had the episode on it, but then they had that drop after too.
I did.
Yeah, they had another drop, dude, the day after the fucking NYC con.
Wait. Really?
Yeah, that's the one with the Heis and Thay Ra. All that was the day after the con. They dropped that shit.
Oh, okay. And I was gonna say they had like another one because I haven't checked.
Well, they didn't drop it the day after, but they put out the preview for it, and then like a couple days later, the pre-order fucking opened.
Such a gigantic drop, too.
Dude, it was huge. Well, it was the Gundam-based one and all that, but yeah, I ended up picking up that freaking Heis and Thay and then that Gold Astray.
I got this kit. That's the mortar. You know, Logan was talking about this kit. It has a dragon that you can like it comes around him and
that giant one.
Yeah, and I'm gonna repaint it green. Nice. I mean, three shades of green, and just I'm gonna do it some justice. Don't worry. I'm gonna take some time. He deserves that. Now I'm gonna see if I can do a charity auction for it. And yeah, because he deserves.
What do you mean?
He deserves a lot.
Charity auction. Like you're gonna auction it off.
Yeah, I'm gonna see if they're gonna do. I know they're gonna do a charity thing for his. For his stuff and everything, so I'm waiting for that to email some people.
Yeah, that'll be dope though, man. I'm excited for. Have you got that kit in stock, or have you got that kit yet? I know it was on its way to you, right?
Yeah. Logan said it's on the way.
Hell yeah. Speaking of Logan, you got your PG Skycrasper. For.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about getting that, man. I'm glad I didn't though.
Why?
Because I didn't want to pay the money for it yet. Because if I would have bought that, then I wasn't getting the Heisen Thay Ra for sure.
I got the enhanced double Zeta.
What's the difference?
Make sure his knees work okay.
He probably has blocking legs.
And then I got just a cannon.
Yeah, I just Lewis has just got everything today, I guess.
Dude, and then the big mama go next.
Oh, that's the PG
PG Ghost Frame Astray. I can't wait. Yeah.
Was that a conversion kit?
No, that's a PG. That's a big mama jama, and it had seven swords. I can't wait. Wait, I'll show you a picture.
While he's pulling up that picture, I did my first P Bandai purchase back pre-order. Oof. That looks great. Yeah, and I actually got my first ones this last week. I got the RG Tall Geese 3 because that one's just a good all around, and then the HG Lord Astray.
Oh, nice. Ooh, okay.
But I mean, gosh, I don't know how I'm going to keep going on that. So I'm actually quite surprised with myself because I didn't think I'd ever pick up Astrays, and I realized I think I have like four or five now. I have the Inversion, I have the Lord, I have the Rebake. I wished I would have gotten that No Name, but now these are kind of calling to me now. They're terrifyingly detailed.
Astrays are nice.
I have those.
Carrie's like really taken a liking to Astrays. I got her the D-frame blue one last year for Christmas.
Yeah, and that's the one she just finished, right?
Yeah, she painted, and she's just like, oh, I got Astray. Everything's Astray now, which is fine. I picked up that gold one, the gold frame on that lad, the whatever that, what's that one called? The Ama whatever. I forget. It was on that last P-Bandai drop.
It's still available.
Yeah, I picked it up for her. Now, Lewis, I know you were hopping on that P-Bandai drop.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you end up picking?
I got, well, on Wednesday of last week, Wednesday morning, I was like scrolling, and you know how we were talking about Gundam Base, the MG Perfect Strike? I'm like, why they haven't freaking put it? And I was like, get the fuck out of here. I bought it. I was like, yeah. Enough P Bandai for me, and these motherfuckers dropped this shit a day later talking about all this shit. I'm like, I'm broke, bitch. I'm broke. But I was gonna get all those ones that I told you, the Hazen. I was gonna get I got the Phillips GM. I was gonna get the GM Sniper too, and then I was gonna get that which one was it? Oh, the MG Destiny Impulse, but I was like, so I had to cut three kits. I only got first thing I got was the RG expansion kit for the double funnels for the RG new. Yeah, I was like, $23, that's not bad. And then I got the Phillips Hue. I was like, oh, that's fine. And then Friday rolled up. I was like, ooh, payday. I can get the Stark. And I went to see the Stark. And I was like, it's still available. Bye. And I'm like, please, P-Bandai. Don't do another surprise drop. I still got to get Christmas gifts.
Yeah. Dude, I want that Stark, Jagan. But fuck P-Bandai for making that.
What happened?
For making that a P-Bandai exclusive, bro. That should have been an expansion pack, bro. That should have been an expansion pack for a Master Grade Jagan. That's some bullshit.
I know,
to charge $80 for a fucking Master Grade Jagan. Come on now. Come on.
Yeah. I know. It's,
he couldn't
it's
have made
stupid.
That an expansion, bro. That's a bull. That, I don't know. To me, that's just fucking. That's just asinine.
Is it the same kit, though?
I'm pretty sure there's like the missile pods that are different. And then like maybe a couple body pieces are the only difference, I think, between the Stark Jagan and the Jagan.
Yeah, because the Stark Jagan on the Master Grade, that had a number of different color. Like, I think the faceplate, the chest piece, and a couple other pieces are a different color, whereas the HG wasn't.
Yeah. It's just bullshit to me. I just, for them to charge $80 for that goddamn fucking grunt suit with a fucking
do
missile
it.
Pod,
get
bro,
it.
Fuck them. I'm not buying that goddamn shit.
Yes, you are.
We'll find somebody to 3D print those damn parts. That's the exciting
spoiler
thing about
alert,
3D
people.
Printers, dude. Is we're gonna start seeing that kind of shit. I'm like, hell yeah.
Oh, it's already happening.
I know it's happening, you know what I mean? But like that's exciting. Like I'm sure there's probably a resin conversion for that already, honestly.
No, there's not. No. Mm. Maybe some, you know, janky ones, but not know, like, Yolan and freaking GK or
whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Garage kits. I think that was the term people use for them.
Literally made in people's houses.
I know Alex is still waiting on his, too. You're still waiting on your P-Bandai order, right?
December, it says.
Yeah. December for what? Which one?
The 10th GM Sniper 2.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be nice. I don't have another.
Dude, I've been wanting a GM Sniper since I started building.
So,
and it's a P-Bandai, which is also, this is my first P-Bandai purchase. So, like, I'm really excited. Can't even lie.
Nice.
Ooh, I got the GM Dingo.
What?
I hear the GM Sniper Dingo 2.
I've never seen it.
Ah!
Jenga time. Yeah, did you say Jenga? Did you say the GM Jenga?
No,
Jenga. It looks like you play that shit with all the fucking
pulling that out.
Yeah.
Fuck you, bitch. I'm running out of space. I need to stop buying kits.
No. You never need to stop buying kits.
I'm so fearful for my wallet next year when they start, like, announcing more shit. And I'm like, why? Just stop it.
I'm excited.
Stop it.
I'm fucking hella excited, dude. That's actually something that I want to talk about before the end of the year, too. Maybe we'll do, like, a New Year's episode.
Year in review.
Yeah, year in review, dude. That would be a good idea. We'll talk about everything that was released that year.
Should we all make bets to see? Let's all put numbers out to see how many Logan bought on this last drop. What do we all think? How many kits?
No, he didn't.
He didn't get anything, actually.
No.
He did.
He had everything, what? I think, already. He's like, nothing interests me. Yeah.
Yeah, Logan's he already had point. Everything.
Oh. Yeah, I think he's getting to the point where he's just like plateaued now. He'll buy doubles. That's fine.
I was going to say, that's a nice plateau to be on. Jeez.
I just tell you, shut up. I miss Logan.
Shop. You motherfucker.
I miss that motherfucker. Baby girl.
Yeah, baby. It's all right, baby girl. No. speaking of next year, we're going to be bringing back Off the Runner, of course. So you'll start seeing those again. I've had some people ask about them. So don't worry, guys. It's coming back next year. And everybody's going to be doing them. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're actually even adding Lang onto the roster. So
get ready to the interrogations.
Yeah, so we're adding Lang onto the crew to do some Off the Runners. So that's gonna be fun, dude. I've got a Twitch layout. Well, not a Twitch layout, but an OBS layout. So hopefully people that want to record video, we can release a video too, and we'll start throwing those up on YouTube and everything too. So I'm really excited for all that. Hopefully you guys are too. I'm gonna make Alex start interviewing people. I'll be with them.
I'm excited for it. That's how I got involved with this. So anybody out there that would like to jump in, we want to know. So reach out.
I'm just going to menacingly make Alex do it in the corner. Just.
I got a couple people that I'm going to bring in.
Gonna be fun. I love doing Off the Runner. It was fun. It was a little stressful at times, but it was a ton of fun, man. Just talking to builders and stuff like that, and just getting to know people on a little more personal level. A lot of fun. So I'm excited for it to come back.
It's gonna come back with a vengeance. With a vengeance.
Well, guys. Go ahead, Lewis.
Huh?
Go ahead.
On that note, to participate on our podcast masterclass, remember, $3,000 for a first hour. Then we'll charge you triple for the next hour. So if you want to be as good as us, just drop it out.
If we jump into a live stream, will we still be charged, Lewis?
Yes. And if you cut out because of your internet, it's gonna quadruple.
Are you taking shots at me right now?
Wow.
Is my shit cut out? Motherfucker. before we go, I just want to shout out Spawn Camp, which is the podcast network that we're on. It has great shows like Diggity, WASD and Beyond, and OBO, the bastard child of Spawn Camp. Make sure you guys join the Discord. The links are always in our episode description as well. The Discord is a lot of fun. You can catch all of us hanging out, bullshitting throughout the day, really at all hours of the day too, which is really nice because, like, I know Lewis gets on super early whenever he's going to work, and then Logan hops on, and everybody's just popping in and out, gaming, watching shit together, building even. I want to start getting some build nights going. I got to set some time for myself to actually start building again. I've been neglecting that side of my life lately, so I want to get that going again. Look at those runners shake. But without closing it out here, boys, you find Spawn Camp Co. on Instagram, and then find us at buildbros_US on Instagram. You can listen to us on YouTube and Spotify. Lewis, why don't you go ahead and start us out with your plugs, buddy?
Plug is Dark Zero Builder on Instagram, Twitch, and Twitter. Like I said previous, not in very active on Twitter or Twitch. Hopefully soon, once I get my old lazy ass and learn how to do this OBS shit, I'll be doing some more. But hey, come in, look at my what's looming in this head. You know, you get to see what goes on up here, and then I can put it down on plastic, if you know what I mean.
That shit's sexy too when you do it.
Dude. I don't post that frequent.
Oh, you know what? Before we even close out, shout out to you on the Cerulean project, man. Congratulations.
Here, here.
Oh, that fucking thank was you.
A beautiful fucking Congrats. Thank you, did, you. Man. It's yeah, so awesome. Too. It's so awesome. You ended up in the book, man. I'm so excited for you. You did a fucking great
thank
job.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Alex?
Next year, baby. We all do it.
I'm telling you. We need to next year for sure.
I'm down. Oh, my Instagram is Mecca_swampass. Then my Twitch.
Thanks for changing that.
Sweaty McSwampass.
I think every time that you've been on, like, you've had that same laugh too. So it's gonna sound like
we just copied
it because you just. I love
my ancestors.
Dude, I want to straight up get a neon sign that says "Swampass" and put it behind me.
Dude, like, dude, you should do that. Fuck yeah, we gotta make that happen. We need a neon light sponsor. That's what the Build Bros needs. We need that. Ling, where can everyone find you? And also
find me on
too,
Instagram. Oh,
also too, drop whenever you're doing the next fan plan, everything too, like that.
Oh goodness. See, it just gets
just
overwhelming.
Wrap, just like the drawing part.
Couple of in make sure I win. Yeah. No. So Gun Plus Skyfire Instagram, just go there. Twitter is a dumpster fire, and Twitch I don't have the time to get going, so everything I've had a lot of fun just making some fun videos on there. So Fanpa Freebie, so that's a free custom kit made by me that I've given away. I'm going through my made backlog, I guess you could call it, and we'll be giving those out. I've been giving one out each week. The next one, week 5, is a custom core Gundam with a Jupiter armor set that actually is the clear pieces from the Gundam base 3-core set, because it came with additional clear pieces, and I painted those and they turned out awesome. So that's actually going to be the end of this. When you hear this, probably Friday or Saturday, the 2nd or 3rd. So keep an eye out on that. And I usually put out there how I'm going to do entries. I've done just liking the post, sharing the post, tagging certain things. I've talked with Copley and a few others saying, like, hey, if you want to do it where people just share on the podcast and we can do a live drawing, something like that. Which would make them ineligible because then it will look rigged. So maybe Copley won't do that. then keep an eye out on my story.
Trust myself. Nobody showed up. Guess it's just me. It's weird.
So I'm just going to keep doing it. Like I said, I'm doing core Gundams were the first ones. I'm behind on my core twos, which will have a Saturnix, Uraven, and what's the other one? Not Uraven. It's Neptate. Those kits are all going to be on their way. There are custom Virtue no grade, Zerfie no grade. There are a few others in the shoot coming, as well as, to wrap that all up, it's going to keep going because of the ideas that everyone throws on the stories. Keep the ideas coming because they're awesome. I would have never been able to think of some of the incredible ideas, and I'm keeping lists. Like, those ideas will be in the future and available. And probably voted on, because some of them have 9 or 10 or 12 ideas. What everyone wants to see done, we'll do them. And I won't charge money to show how I did it. But anyway.
So I can't get in that master class? God damn it.
So yeah. I have loved this. It's been exhausting. And one of those things where you just smile exhausted from it. So please keep it up, Fanpla. I love it. I'm just gonna keep doing it because I'm, like I've told and teased, this one, if for those on this one's gonna be a Tanjiro Demon Slayer someday. My daughter's doing the paint schemes on Inosuke and others for our Enemy at the Borderline. I'm screwed. I'm stuck. Like, we're here. I'm not going anywhere. So yeah.
Well, we're glad you're doing it, man. It's really cool to give back to the community like that. I love it.
Don't do any jokes, Lewis. I can see you thinking of a joke.
Yeah, there he is. Before Lewis comes up with another joke, you can find me at XXL_NewType on Instagram. And then now also Twitch. I finally converted my shit over. And then I just downloaded Hive. I don't know if anybody's gotten into that. I followed you today, Lang. I seen you were on there, too.
You did follow me. Dude, I tried TikTok. I tried Hive. I don't get it yet.
Dude, Hive is weird, bro. Like, so real quick, make sure you turn off the not safe for work option on that website. Cause I immediately, as soon as I went onto that shit on this app, there was a fucking dick right on the fucking thing. And I was like,
let's go,
bro. It literally, like, it said, listen, it was like on the hourglass thing. When you click on hourglass, it's like my things were anime, Gunpla, Gundams, and then it said new. And
oh, you sure get one then.
So it said, so for it had like the trending, and then you know how it has like new posts and shit like that. If you've explored the app, just a fucking honker right on the front page. I was like, there's a dick on here. I was like, I don't know if I like this. And I was like, yo, how do I, like, I was like, is there like a filter for this shit? I go into settings, was, and sure enough, yeah, bro, there was veins. There was goddamn veins. I thought it was color separation. How would you stroke it?
Two hands, one hand.
I thought it was color separation, all veins, bro. No.
His check mark list was like anime, technology, trending, and Water Street. That's what it was. That's why I popped up.
Yeah!
Yeah, it could have been Water Street. I was thinking about all the goddamn plastic I gotta buy next year. But So find me on there. I guess check me out on Hive. We'll see how that works. I don't know how long I'm gonna have this, because I feel like this is gonna be a problem.
I literally downloaded it. If you followed me, I guess I gotta re-upload it, because I uninstalled it, because I'm like, I don't know how I'm gonna do this.
Oh shit.
Oh, that's right, because it wouldn't, TikTok and that one wouldn't let me add music to my videos. I was pissed. So that's why I'm like, screw this.
Well, Hive, you can add music to your profile.
Don't.
Well, I need it to the videos, though.
Huh? Alex said, don't do it.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see where it goes. Right. I'm just trying to be, just trying to get my name out there early on in that social media platform. We'll see how that goes, though, boys. So.
Well, you did get your name out there. You know what I mean?
Got a dick thrown on my screen. Thanks for joining us, too, Lang. I appreciate you coming on, man.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Right. Till next time, guys. See you guys later.
Peace. Master.
Thank you for listening to Build Bros. When you go to check out at Leaping Panda Hobbies, don't forget to use our discount code for 10% off, and that's Build Bros 4.